Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegley and Greg Barnes here from Inside Carolina. Greg, with the announcement that quarterback Chaz Surratt is going to miss the first four games of the 2018 season as part of the secondary NCAA violations UNC reported earlier this year, Nathan Elliott has now become the official named starter. Do you think that that will help Elliott in his preparation? And do you think that it might kind of show how the QB battle will play out for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I certainly think it's going to help Nathan, just to know that, hey, I'm going to be the guy. And unfortunately, I think a lot of people will look at this situation and say, well, Chaz probably was going to be the guy, but because of his four-game suspension, like you mentioned, they're going to give it to Nathan. And I don't think that's fair, because everything that we've heard is that coming out of spring ball, Nathan was the number one guy. And he started with the ones in training camp. And so I really believe that he kind of had an edge on Chaz to begin with. But you never know what's going to happen in training camp. You've got anywhere from 28 to 30 practices is available to you. And so it was going to be a battle. And if Larry Fedora could have had it his way, he would not have announced a starter until right before that Cal tip-off. But because of the suspension, it made sense to go ahead and say, hey, Nathan's going to be the guy. But I think it really allows the team to kind of embrace him, let him kind of emerge as that leader that he showed he could be at the end of last year. And it gets everybody settled down. There's a lot of young guys that are having to learn the offense and having to come along. And I think quarterback is such an important position that it carries over to the defensive side of the ball as well. And so I think just for the entire team, for this program, to be able to rally around one guy entering the season is a good thing. And I think it's really going to benefit Nathan, just knowing that he's not got somebody breathing down his neck, and he can really focus on learning the offense, learning his teammates, and improving his game.
Thanks for the information, Greg. To get the full scoop on UNC football, check out the InsideCarolina.com Tar Pit Premium message board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.